Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbits, broadcasting live to you and your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. You know, I was going to do the complete opposite of that, but then I realized that would be mean of me. I don't want to be that mean, at least not for today. Good grief, today of all days. I'm not going to mention why, though, until the end of the show. Because seriously, I have one of the best pranks. Shoot, you already know. Because I have the best idea to make you guys believe this is going to be sad, depressingly sad. I was actually going to try to convince my one of my managers that I was going to quit or something like that. I didn't have the heart to be that mean, though. I did not have the heart to be that cruel and mean. Not for today of all days. I was telling one of my friends the other day while we were on the, or today while we were on the bus, I was telling her that today was one of the weirdest days of the year, and I didn't really say it until I had to leave the bus for home. So, oh man, her face, you should have seen her face, because I was tickling her. Halfway through the bus ride, I decided to start tickling her and giving her all kinds of trouble. Oh, man, you should have seen her face. I haven't seen her face that red in a long time. Oh, man, that was priceless. All right, so today is an amazing day. I get to read to you The Death of Her. This is actually going to... Oh, is it already done? Yep, that's done. Okay, wow, that was fast. Actually, you know what? I want to retitle that. Oh, no, I saved it under... Oh, I didn't. Okay, sweet, awesome. Fan funding... Yeah, let's change that to fan funding. I am uploading a vlog today, not during the show, though, because that otherwise I wouldn't be able to use the internet for this. But I am uploading a vlog tonight instead of a book reading because I kind of procrastinated on getting that done. I ended up doing a vlog instead, so I didn't have to worry about getting everything done for the book reading, for my YouTube book reading, sorry. But today, I'm actually really excited because I get to talk for a pretty long time. I'm excited. Anyways, let me, I think I'm just going to go ahead and talk about last Friday's reading and then, hang on. I forgot. Sorry. If you're just now tuning in, Sweet Rascally Rabbits Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, of course. Sweet Rascally Rabbit. Yes, that's me. And you are tuning in to a book reading. This is the last of the book reading for The Death of Her. This is a book that I have written personally. I am reading this to you guys because I want to. And I'm not earning any money off of this, even though I really want to, because if I did, I'd be earning money off my Monday shows too, and I really don't want to do that. So if you do want to help me out, though, on my YouTube channel, I am trying to earn enough money so that I can actually get my AdSense account to actually be working, because I still have not earned the minimum $10 to be using that, which really sucks. Because, so far I've earned very little, and, I mean, I think I'm supposed to be earning, $10 a month or something, I don't know, but I'm not earning enough to do that, so, which I find rather disappointing. But I'm not surprised. I mean, I have over 100 subscribers on YouTube, and I guess they're not watching my stuff enough because I'm only earning like 20 cents a month, and that's not enough to actually be deposited in my bank, which really sucks. Anyways, let's get off that. So you're tuning in for a book reading. The book that I'm reading to you is The Death of Her, the third book in the trilogy that I call The Nessus World. Let me just go ahead and read the description, the blurb that I've written for this story, the alternate blurb, I should say, that I've written for this particular book reading. But the actual blurb is a little different from it. So let me go ahead and read that to you, and then I'm going to go off and explain what happened in last Friday's reading. So here is the alternate blurb that I wrote for this book reading. Being able to communicate and see the dead can prove difficult, especially if one has to keep it secret. Lauren never had it easy. She held that secret since she was merely 6. She didn't think high school would change things. Of course, a visit from Devin Rizzo, from the previous Nessus World books, had an impact on that. Could losing as a new hero be the death of her? See how I did that? I love that. I've actually been writing finishing a lot of books recently, and the blurbs that I've been writing for them are pretty awesome because I've been able to include the title in a sentence or a question or whatever statement. I think it's pretty cool. I love it. All right, so what happened in there we go. Let's see. Last week, yeah. What happened last week, let's see, where did I start? What happened last week was Lauren and Patrick, they finally end up talking after school, and she finally tells Patrick of what's going on. Of course, she did it a little more subtle than some people would have. She decides to slowly put in, you know, like she knows that he has a talent, and she knows that he should probably join with her in the Nessus family. And ironically, a ghost has been following him, and she sees that ghost. So she kind of helps him realize her talent before he can tell her about his. And the talents that he has is pyrokinesis, where he can create flames. He can absorb flames. He can use flames to his advantage or disadvantage, whichever way. And so I think because he finally loosens up after telling her about his talents, they talk for a super long time. And what happens is that, well, the others, which is basically the villain of the whole series, the others find them. But they've been watching Patrick instead of Lauren. So they're trying to capture him. They're trying to shoot trank darts at him. And what happens is that Lauren blocks the last trank dart that the others have. And she ends up going into an unconscious sleep. And her sister and brother-in-law arrive, as does an emergency, as well as a Nessus member who came for an emergency because she called the Nessus family about what was going on. And the Nessus member blames to, she commands Patrick basically to put Lauren in the car. And she also explains to Lauren's sister and brother-in-law of basically of what she has to do and that Lauren will be fine. And of course, the Nessus member also learns that Lauren knows about Principal Griffith And we actually ended with Lauren waking up in one of the local Nessa space for the family, which is super cool. So, oh man, that's basically where we ended, and I cannot think of a better way to say that, because she, oh man, I just have to reread that part because it's incredible. So I'm actually going to go ahead and start. With certain Nessus members, oh right, the base appeared bigger than outside. Sorry, I messed that up already. The base appeared bigger inside than outside. Office walls reached 8 feet high, many cubicles laid out in the center, a plethora of machines lined against certain walls, and several doors leading outside. With certain Nessus members, the doors could lead anywhere in the world. Lauren loved the busyness of everyone, even the ghosts she saw. There had to be at least a dozen or more. That surprised her the most. She couldn't help but wonder if their reason was the same as Noreen's. "It's good to see you're awake, Miss Cabrera," member said. She looked at her. Lauren didn't recognize her. "Who are you?" "I'm Ma M. I brought you here and returned Kirtap to his home." "Kirtap?" Lauren repeated. Her brows narrowed. "Oh, Patrick." Oh, whoops, I meant to take that eye out of there. So he's okay? Emma nodded. "I was worried they got him." "No, they got away." She paused. "Do you recognize anyone here?" Lauren observed everyone, including the ghosts. She shook her head. "The only ones I'm familiar with are at school. Patrick, Principal Griffith, and Noreen." "Miron, you've seen her?" she asked worriedly. "Yeah, I can see and talk with ghosts." "She hasn't crossed over." "That's troublesome." "She doesn't intend to, Ma'am." She bit her upper lip. "Noreen said as long as the others continue to chase us, she never will. Being a ghost has its advantages. She won't give up, knowing she can help." Lauren eyed the other ghosts. "And I'm betting the same applies to the others I see." "There are ghosts here." When the medium nodded, Emma's eyes widened. "Attention!" Anessa's son called. Everyone stopped what they did, stood, and faced whichever direction they stood. Lauren narrowed her brows at their reactions. Seeing as she wasn't a Nessus yet, she wasn't sure whether to follow suit. "What's going on?" she thought. Lauren figured she might as well do the same thing. When Walton walked toward the memory history area, he spotted Emma and Lauren. Lauren then saw him walk through a ghost. He winced when he thought he felt something. She pursed her lips, trying not to giggle. Walton saw her reaction. "Name, please." Lauren then realized he wanted her Nessus name. She didn't like Nirwal. Too obvious. "Rinlaw." His brows narrowed. "Cabrera."
"Ah, Cabrera. Yes, a few of the members here have an interest in you." "I'm not Wal, a Nessus son. Seeing as you prefer Rinlaw, I assume you want to join."
She nodded and smiled with him.
"Welcome to the Nessus family."
He turned to the rest. Before he could put them at ease, Lauren spoke up. "May I speak freely, sir?"
Walton turned to her, observing her expression, and nodded.
"I was wondering if I could try talking to those who are here, before you let them move."
"Come again?"
His brows narrowed. "You have ghosts here, not Wal. I want to get their names before they have a chance to fall asleep."
"Impressive. A Nessus member not even a minute, and you assigned yourself to a mission," he said with a small smile. "Someone did say you have a great future ahead of you."
Lauren bit her upper lip nervously. How about it, Rinla?
Thank you, sir, she breathed.
She pulled out her small notepad and pen. As she walked to the ghosts he went through, Walton spoke to everyone.
Once she finishes, you may return to work, he called.
He faced Emma. If there was anything requested by her, get them done immediately. I have a feeling one of my sisters will want to meet her. She nodded. By the time Lauren talked to all 14 ghosts, a half hour had passed. She was amazed at how many stayed. Most of them had the same reason as Noreen. Others didn't cross over because their deaths had not been looked into or done properly. Two of them in specific looked rather familiar to her.
Thank you, a 14th ghost said. A medium hasn't joined the family in years. You're going to make a wonderful difference here. I hope so,
she whispered with a smile. Lauren sighed heavily.
That's the last one.
She scoffed with a laugh. All done, she called. She knew by then that the Nessus members were getting antsy. Lauren made them behind on their work, after all. She chuckled nervously as everyone scampered to their stations. A yelp escaped her lips when she was pulled toward a door. Oh, wait a second. Yeah, I'll change that. I don't know why I didn't see that. I'll highlight it so I can change it later.
Come on, a young Nessus boy exclaimed. Wait, where are you taking me? To the house of Isatz. We're to watch how to recruit natural talents.
His body went through the door, causing it to slightly open. Lauren reluctantly followed while pushing the door open. She arrived at Stacy's house.
Here we are. Come on.
Lauren sighed heavily and kept up with him. They stopped at a bush to hide in. She watched the Nessus member use the salesperson pitch. Stacy hesitated to buy anything. All the items were made of metal. She feared it.
I don't know.
As her hesitation near metal grew stronger, all the items lightly shook. Stacy stepped back. The Nessus member stopped it by closing the case.
If ever you change your mind, you can call this number, she said kindly. We would love to have someone who can do that very thing you just did. Wait, Isatz,
Lauren whispered. Oh, sorry, Isatz.
Oh my gosh, that must be the Stacy Noreen told me about. She goes to my school.
She took a step, but the boy stopped her.
They told me that we're not to intervene, whatever that means.
She sighed in frustration.
It means we can't talk to her about anything, I guess.
She hummed.
That must mean we have to choose to be independent or be a part of a family that can help us when we need it or not. Come on, we should get back.
The boy Nessus nodded and led her back to the base branch.
That was fun,
he said when they arrived. Lauren giggled.
I wonder what we'll do next.
Fa'ol, remember your work, Emma told him. He turned to her and nodded. She then faced Lauren.
Follow me, Rinla.
Someone wants to meet you before you leave.
Really? Who?
She whirled toward Emma. The Nessus woman waved to her, enticing her to follow. Lauren quickly obeyed. They walked to one of the cubicles.
Crom?
He turned in his chair.
Is it complete?
Yep, I got him, Mayim. I found all I could about Nirwal's parents.
She joined Crom. It's Rinla now. Wait, you really did find my parents?
Mark nodded.
Is it okay if I call my sister? I want her to hear this.
He looked at Emma. She nodded approvingly. Lauren then used his phone to call her. When Delilah answered, she got excited even more. Lauren told her that someone had information and then put her on speaker.
I can't believe it. This is incredible. What did you find?
Delilah said. Well, Mark was hesitant to say, considering Delilah didn't have a Nessus. I had to do a bit of digging. Someone tried to hide their deaths. He cleared his throat. Mr. and Mrs. Cabrera officially died 8 years ago, not 10. What you and your sister heard was planned.
What?
Lauren squeaked. Mark eyed her. He winced. It turned out, well, their names are in our database.
Meaning?
Delilah wondered. Lauren had wide eyes, understanding his wording.
You gotta be kidding me. Our parents were a part of this?
He nodded.
Oh my gosh. Then they must have been...
Yeah, he interrupted. Lauren shuddered. Her skin paled while her eyes widened. Are you all right, Miss Cabrera?
8 years,
she whispered hoarsely.
I should have seen them.
Tears filled her eyes.
Where are...
She gasped and turned around. Lauren realized why they looked familiar.
Tespel and Sir Les,
she called. The two ghosts suddenly appeared. In curiosity, they cocked their heads at her. She looked familiar, and vice versa. She couldn't believe it.
Who are you?
They chorused.
Lauren. Cabrera.
She whispered.
Bibsy Bib?
Her mom asked, while narrowing her brows. Hearing that caused tears streaming Lauren's cheeks.
Oh my gosh, it's really you.
Lauren, what's going on?
Delilah questioned. Their dad walked to the phone. He had heard her voice and knew it right away.
Really?
Delilah barely heard him, and only managed to listen part of her nickname.
I can barely hear you, Lauren. That wasn't me, Delilah. Dad said your nickname.
That can't be right. We just learned he died.
Lauren sighed. She shivered.
I wish I could tell you this in person, Lily. But that situation we went through when I was 6 and 7?
Yeah?
It never ended. I still see ghosts, and I can talk with them. Mom and Dad are still here.
It was quiet for a few moments.
Delilah? I had a feeling. I didn't want it to be true.
She whispered.
You will be coming home, right?
Of course. Where else would I go?
She joked. In her mind, though, she hoped to move out after getting into college. Of course, that did end up happening. She finally received a personal phone after a while. Their parents stayed earthbound, as they had the same feeling as Noreen. As long as the others continued to capture, they would always worry. Seeing as both their parents had natural talents, Lauren was surprised her sister didn't have one. Lauren would have been born with one if her birth arrived on time. Delilah never received a Nessus her entire life. Patrick chose to join, as well as practice his talent in an old warehouse he found. No one had used it in years. The warehouse was rigged after that. The security cameras couldn't be turned on without the Nessus family knowing. The Nessus family did feel it important for her to talk to Maddie. Their conversation ended with blackmail. If she blabbed to anyone, Lauren would erase the entire memory of her out of Maddie's life. She didn't want that at all. Since then, the two only spoke when necessary. The Nessus family's psychic in her town's branch did indeed predict correctly. In time, Lauren became in charge of a ghostly branch for the family. Should any danger arise for a child or an adult who had no phone, the family would be alerted immediately. That was just the tip of the helping, though. She and her family couldn't be more proud.
Lauren Cabrera felt her talent was finally used at its purpose for the first time in her life. The end.
Yikes. Oh, man, that's incredible.
Okay, so that is the end of the Nessus world. That is the true end of the Nessus world. On the other hand, I do have the description of the next blurb for the next book I'm going to read. Now, here is where it starts. I'm going to go ahead and read it, and I'll let you judge before I say the one line I've been wanting to say all day to you, my beautiful, wonderful listeners. Here we go. With one final visit from Lauren Cabrera, we watched her niece grow up in a matter of days. What horrible shock to be swirled around in a tornado. Arivia Salnikov learns so much, and yet she still has time to be a kid. What a relief to be cheating death. Not. So if you don't get it, the title of the book is Cheating Death, Not. You get it? You get it? Awesome. Happy April Fools, everyone. Yes, there's one more book to the Nessus world. I fooled you. Ha, ha, ha. All right, and with that, I actually do have to say goodbye. I am super behind on saying goodbye. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with Too Late to Apologize by Timbaland. Bye, everyone.
That you need me, then you go and cut me down.